It's either move or stay.
Annette Nathan is considering leaving the four-bedroom house in Northwest Jacksonville she rents with her five kids and granddaughter.
And I do not receive public assistance at all. I'm a working mom, so everything that I do come out my pocket. So I do deserve to live someplace decent.
But a livable home has been hard to find. She's on her third house in this area after major issues and unresponsive landlords.
Ceiling collapsing, roof need repairing, water coming in when the rain fall. That's house number two. And now this one has been the worst.
With a broken AC unit, the air inside is hot and muggy. After a pipe burst 5 months ago, water seeped into the wall of her granddaughter's bedroom closet for months.
So all in here was wet, molded, and gnats and stuff was in there, maggots.
Moldy carpet and padding is torn up on top of yet-to-be-repaired floorboards. The situation is worse in the bathroom and kitchen.
That is one of the cabinets over there that should have been repaired. They forgot about that and left it.
Leaks are still attracting mold and bugs. Nathan says it's all taking a toll on her granddaughter, Amari.
She's 2 years old. She didn't have asthma when she was born. She didn't have asthma until she moved here. And I have taken her to the emergency room, me and her mom, take her to the doctor. And now she's taking inhalers and wearing a mask. And at daycare, she's coughing and wheezing.
Nathan has withheld rent. But instead of fixing the problems right away, her landlord kept sending eviction notices. Legal aid attorney Jeff Haney got involved to help fight for the family's rights. He says the situation is typical among his clients.
I wouldn't know that Jacksonville was two different worlds if I didn't work here, probably, you know, and see this stuff all the time. But I think a lot of people just don't know so much of this city is in such bad shape. And so for so long, the owners of these properties, for example, there's just no light shining on them. So why would they do anything different?
Since Haney got involved, Nathan says repairs are coming, very slowly. In the meantime, she's on the lookout for a better place. But with her $11.25 an hour income, her options are scarce, she says.
This area is full of crime. Believe me, they have gun shooting all the time. Police here, police there. It's not safe to be in. I'm not looking to just jump up and move to another bad house. So this is where I live at.
She says her daughter, Amari's mom, is trying to get out by signing up for public housing. She's one of 16,000 area residents on the waiting list. Jessica Palumbo, 89.9 WJCT News.
Funding for Chasing the Dream is provided by the JPB Foundation and the Ford Foundation.